Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4-8. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about the stupid things you've done for beauty.
I'm in one right now.
You are?
I wouldn't call it stupid. I would say it's...
You look great. Thank you.
The excessive lengths, like...
Yeah. It's a bit excessive.
What do you...
I put myself through a lot of pain because I am doing, I feel like Slacker's going to get awkward about this.
I'm getting real awkward.
I'm
so
doing
I'm going to just make eye
laser hair removal in more than one place. Mm. I'll put it that way. Let me tell you.
Well, tell us where. I think he wants to know.
I'll share the first, not the second. Okay. Has anyone, Aaron, have you ever done it?
No.
Okay.
I want to, but I don't think it will work for me.
She's talking about her pale skin, I believe. Which I'm not.
Or was it like... So we got a doctor on the phone. He says he should be able to do it. He's, hold on, are you there?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like he's got away.
That is messed up. That is messed up. I cannot explain the amount of pain that it is. The underarms?
Ooh.
I thought that would be no
it's
big
super
deal.
Super sensitive skin.
You guys, every time I'm there, it is. They give you a stress ball, and I'm like, soon is it over?
For real.
Like, I did it recently before hanging out with the Hacks, which is just TMI. But I was like... I
thought you looked different.
My face hurt from like clenching my face so much while they were doing the underarms.
Oh, it's, gosh. Okay. More information.
Your arm, like your pits?
Yeah.
Or under your...
Have you ever shaved your pits? Like not... Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Like, how long is... Do you trim them?
No.
So your armpit hair is just as long as it grew and then it just stopped.
Yeah. Me and Aaron are... We have like a thing going.
We share the same tool.
Oh my God.
I have like just taken like the, because like when it gets long, it just feels like, then doesn't the sweat just hang there? So I'm like, I'm just going to like trim it with
you
a razor.
Like clean it up a little.
Yeah, just like trim it or whatever. And then I was doing like the, and I was like, I'll just take it all the way down. And I just like went back. Like nicked it, like you know like the Manscaped when you hit, when you nick.
Yeah, okay. No nicks, liars.
They claim no nick. Yeah, okay,
liars.
Guys. No nicks from a certain angle, but it'll absolutely nick you.
Okay. Yeah,
it like nick you.
Yeah, yep.
She's not wrong. Like even with that little like it hurt for like a month.
What?
Imagine that is like, a laser feels like a really hard rubber band snapping.
Hot. Oh,
and it's hot.
Yes.
And it's just, and then you go other places with it. And I was
Can you describe your position while they're doing other places? Are you laying
or
are you downward dog?
Like a butterfly.
Okay. Like a frog.
Like butterfly. A pretty like a little butterfly.
Yeah. Like a okay. frog.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's not as bad as the underarms, though.
Really?
But boy, the tears like coming out of my eyes during the underarms.
All right. Well, we'd like to hear the weird things you've done for beauty. There's one in the news that we have to discuss.
Yeah.
But if you've done something extreme or unorthodox or just painful, we'd like to hear what you did in the name of beauty. 303-222-5423. You may text your beauty weirdness or you may call. The one in the news is rib remodeling. Huh? Has anybody seen the pictures? Because I'm sorry, ladies.
No, I did want to look, though.
Ladies. Please, who are you? If you think men want that Barbie doll, like, out, in, out.
It's called an hourglass.
This takes it way too far. That you're literally remodeling your ribs so that there's more of a drop off at your waist.
Are they like removing the floating?
I don't know.
They're
some of the
pictures. It says they don't remove them outright.
Okay.
It's almost like it's a corset maneuver. Ooh. So they like just tighten the ribs
up. Oh my God.
You guys, it's the wrong thing to do. It's not good.
Some of the pictures just don't even look good.
No, they don't look good is what I'm saying. Like, it's much more natural to be less of an hourglass and just more of like a,
this could cause
human
death.
Yeah. But here's the real reason I wanted to talk about did it for beauty. The other day, we're just sitting around in the studio shooting the breeze and Hack says something like, I'm going to start taking a hammer to my face.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Well, that's what the kids are doing on the internet.
What kids?
They're breaking their jaws and stuff. They're using little hammers, I think.
Did you see this on like, where
I've
did you?
Yeah, I've seen it because it's like, it's called looks maxing. It's on the top,
looks,
man.
I've heard of looks maxing, but not that.
It's like taking what you have and like doing the most with it, I think.
So
I'm not,
you
like,
break your cheekbones in hopes that when they re-heal.
I think you can kind of like force, or I mean, I don't think it's real, but I think.
Don't do it, for sure.
Do not do it, it's stupid. But I think the thinking is that you can like reshape them to be more aesthetically pleasing.
That seems crazy.
Shouldn't do it?
You take hammers, bottles, or hard objects to cheeks, jawline, brow, hoping bones will heal stronger and in a more chiseled, masculine look.
That is...
So you're trying to build, like, scar tissue there?
Like, what?
Well, your bones do grow back. They tend to grow back stronger. Like,
I guess. Not that's a crazy. Great,
no, it's a terrible...
Seems like a risk.
It's a huge risk.
You can't really...
Especially, you break your orbital bone and your eyeball falls down.
That would be a bummer.
Would it, Erica? Yeah. Real bummer. Erica's
bummer,
not
man.
At work today because she broke her orbital bone.
No eyeball
with
here.
A hammer. The other one that I remember talking about is the thing where they put their feet in the water with the goldfish.
And they go,
oh.
And they eat all the dead skin off of you.
I don't hate that. I've never done it, but I'm not.
Here's the problem. Like, they don't swap out the goldfish.
Oh, no.
So this has happened where the goldfish... Somebody who's got a little something, something going on.
Okay.
And like that you, needs medication.
And then you put your feet
like
in.
An STI. And then now you have it as patient number two because, and you go to your
it's
husband.
Still on the goldfish's teeth?
Yeah. It's like, and you go to your husband and you're like, I swear to God, I got it from a fish.
Right.
And they're
in
like.
In the water because they're not changing the water.
Yeah. It's like.
That's why you. Can't shave your legs
to get herpes from a fish. What?
You're not supposed to shave your legs immediately before a pedicure because if they're not changing things out correctly, bacteria can get into your pores.
I think we would do that for if somebody is like, I got, because people were getting herpes from a nail appointment because they didn't clean their gear and they're shoving under the cuticle.
Stop.
And you got,
as
you have
a nail
herpes
girl.
In your nail bed. And it's like, you can't hide that. You're just like, hey, buy me a drink. It's like, ugh.
What's going on your hands?
You got a little herpes on your hands.
Okay.
Herpy hands.
Great.
It's not the kind of superhero you want.
No.
Okay. Is anybody still listening? Or are we? Okay.
Don't know.
It was a long time ago.
If you've done something weird for beauty,
true.
We want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about weird things you've done in the name of beauty. Did you say you wanted to say something, Hack?
I have had a couple that I've done. I used to
for
nair.
For beauty?
Yeah, for beauty. I used to nair the tops of my feet before.
I forgot you told us about this once.
But also, I remember in high school, I wanted cat scratches in my hair, like the little like lines, you know? My mom used to cut my hair, and she'd never done it before, and I was like trying to tell her what to do. And as I turned to say, and it's just, I had a line just in the middle of my head. It didn't connect to anything. It looked like a cat attack or something.
Yeah.
You can't save it.
Amy?
Yeah.
Did it for beauty. What'd you do?
So when I was in college, I really wanted to fit in with all the people. We didn't call ourselves hipsters yet, but that's what, you know, we wanted to be. They're all getting tattoos and stretching their ears. So I decided to stretch my ears. And to catch up, I stretched really fast. So I pushed like large things in through my ears and all the way to half inch. And I tore the tissue.
Oh God!
20 years later, and I still have baggy earlobes. And it's a huge regret.
Oh my gosh. Like, you were doing the gauges. That's what they were called, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she just rushed it.
But you just went for it.
Oh, yeah. Like, I would go, like, multiple sizes. Like, you're supposed to go over years to get to the size I did. And, like,
oh, my gosh.
So they just hang there now?
You know, it's been about 15 years of nothing in them. So they don't look, terrible, but they're kind of Frankenstein-y. Like, I don't love it.
Did they close?
Yeah.
Not if you've stretched it a half an inch.
Not if you ripped the scar tissue. If I'd done it correctly, they could have gone back to normal. Wow. But I was impatient, so yeah.
Wow.
All right, that's a great one, I suppose.
Sure is.
Ashley?
Yeah.
Did it for beauty. What'd you do?
So this happened back when I was a teenager. I wasn't allowed to wear makeup as a teenager, and we had a bit of a bee infestation in our backyard. So I thought it would be a good idea to use the stinger from a dead bee in our backyard to plump my lips. Before homecoming.
What?
And did you end up looking insane?
Yes, I actually did not go to that homecoming.
Oh my gosh.
You grabbed a dead bee and shoved it on your face, on your lips.
Just poked it right into my lips because I thought it would just make them swell up a little bit. But I looked like a balloon. And from that point on, my mom let me pick out some makeup for dancers.
I was going to say, and did it do the job? Sure did.
It did do the job. Yep. But my mom now has the pictures of me with swollen lips on the mantle in her house.
Who thinks of that? Hilarious. Who goes A to B, this is what I'm going to do?
A to B.
Buzz. Actually, it was dead, so no buzz.
Allie.
Yep.
Did it for beauty. What did you do?
I got a pedicure around Christmas during COVID, and I wound up with COVID toe.
Okay. What is that? Here's the interesting thing.
What?
My sister has gotten COVID toe.
COVID toe? I've never heard this many days old before I ever heard the words.
Did you get weird little bumps?
So I got weird little bumps on my toe, and I was pregnant and I was really freaked out. So I went and saw my doctor, and she's like, are you having any circulation problems? I said, no, everything's fine. So I got in to see a dermatologist, which took a long time.
During
and
COVID.
You had COVID toe. And I go, no, I did not. Like Aaron Rodgers? And she goes, yeah, but... Aaron Rodgers, the whole thing about... Anyway, so, I go, no, I never had COVID. And she goes, yeah, you did. And I go...
You just got it.
I'm telling you. Happened to my sister.
For real?
Yeah, thank you. Months, it's real. Years nobody later. Believes me.
Okay. Yes? Yeah. That's the weirdest...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you try stinging it with a bee?
Okay, you're not helpful. Melissa?
Yai.
Did it for beauty. What'd you do?
I'm Italian, so I am hairy. Head to toe.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So mustache and all.
Wait, did you laser it?
No, I shave it every single day, and I bring a mini razor with me everywhere I go.
Like one of the little, dermaplane-y ones?
No, I mean one of the Venus ones.
Mini razor, that's even funnier.
Are you afraid of getting caught?
No, Sometimes I do it at a red light because the sunlight is like the best lighting.
I get it.
And that's golden hour. Really see all the hairs.
Hits you wrong.
So like, so I think it's kind of crazy because it's,
okay.
It's tough finding the hairs, right?
So you okay?
I'm doing way too much driving. What am I doing? I'm wasting time.
Yeah, you should be putting on mascara, shaving your beard. It's great.
Okay, so this is an everyday thing?
I have to do it every day, sometimes twice a day. I have to have a razor with me, like in my bag. I have one in my car, one at work.
Otherwise, it's like 5 o'clock shadow kind of thing.
Yeah, honestly, and it's gotten worse as I've gotten older. My hormones are changing. So, I mean, if you ever see somebody next to you at a red light shaving with no shaving cream, just dry, it's
I recommend
it's
laser. That can be hurts really bad. Though. Yeah,
a laser on your face, I think, is different. No, that skin is like...
You can do it, though.
You can?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can.
Because I got a buddy
done it, but you can.
I have a buddy who did like his neck,
yeah,
so
I've
he didn't have to shave
that.
There anymore. Ugh. He was like, yikes, that hurts.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot, lot.
I've heard you can get it done while driving.
Yes.
All right.
Well, Melissa, that's wild. Thank you. Natalie?
Yai.
Did it for beauty. What did you do?
Okay, did it for beauty. When I was younger, I was definitely someone that was made fun of for my eyebrows a lot.
Because they were too little, too big, too what?
People said they were too big, but I feel like they're pretty normal now compared to what people do now.
Okay.
Everyone is now very jealous of my eyebrows, I will say. And
you got big old,
I'm always told I've got good like brow game. Okay. But when I was younger, I was made fun of so much. I did have someone wax them and they told me that they were only going to go to a certain point. But they waxed like basically my entire eyebrow off and the skin came off with it. Oh. And it was like 2 days before picture day.
Yeah, those. Oh, no.
And then you just have scabs.
Scab brows.
Yeah.
Scabs. It was
and they're bigger.
Horrible. Horrible.
Which do you
so
keep,
painful.
The brow or the this eye? It's above your eye.
You
so eye scabs.
You have scabs, scabs for brows.
Eye scabs.
What did you get to do redo picture day?
I didn't, and those are pictures that I unfortunately have lost since then.
Hey, girl. I'm going to need you to send us a DM. I need the photo.
The scab
brows. Just to remind us.
Yes.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
We're ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Places? Places, everyone? Only on the first one.
It sounded so bad.
Because we did it on all of them,
okay,
you guys.
Okay,
I'll try. On the first one.
It just makes me feel like I'm pretending to be Mario and I can't
nope,
take it seriously.
You're
going to
just get through it and we're going to do one quick rehearsal. No. Ready? There it is. Yeah, just on it. The first one, people. We got this.
News. News.
Did I say the first one?
Slacker, stop
being
mean.
No. I'm the conductor of this choir.
It was unclear.
I said the just on the first one. Aaron, what did I mean by just on the first one?
Well, I just the one, no.
Yeah.
Just the first Aaron, one. A news. That's the first one.
No, the first no, idiot.
Can we get to it? Or
this is the news. The Slacker Show just broke up over no.
Jesus. Good evening.
Good evening.
Did you hear that? Good evening. Welcome to the program. We
Thank
are giving
you.
Away NoahCon tickets this week.
We are?
Yes.
Oh my God.
As you know. And he recently opened up. He was on a podcast that wasn't ours, so I'm not even going to mention
a
it.
Podcast.
A podcast. And he was talking about his...
You guys are doing... You're poking fun at me. You're mocking me.
Could I do the story?
Yes.
Thank you.
It would have been a great opportunity, but I want to hear about NoahCon.
Yeah. He opened up recently about his struggle with body dysmorphia and generally his mental health. And he said that he worries he's wasted so much time hating who he is.
Oh.
He's like, I wake up and I'm like, why do I feel like bleep? I'm pissed. It's a beautiful morning. The birds are bleeping, chirping. It's beautiful outside. And I guess we're going to get a little more of the like inside of his brain and what he really deals with day to day and the documentary coming out on Netflix.
This is going to make me seem as much of an old fogey as ever. I love his music, but I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. Is he good looking?
He's
normal looking.
Then it's like he's good looking because he's Noah Kahan.
But he doesn't seem like a star. Does he have long hair?
He has like longer than T-Hack hair. He wears T-Hack it like was, little like, bun or braids sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a normal guy.
Okay.
So, but
he just didn't feel exceptional. So then he felt bad about not being.
I think he struggled with this his whole life. He said, like, career aside, it's a little like.
Interesting.
I have a great life. Why do I feel like this?
You're playing Coors Field, bro.
I know. So
the
I'm interested
Slacker
to watch.
Show is giving away tickets to your show. Like, you've made it. When you're on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure he's so thrilled. And if he's listening right now, he just heard you two get into a massive fight.
And you did it too. You were involved.
Hardly.
Yeah. Noah, call in. 303-222-5423.
Hi, Noah.
Hi,
Noah.
Nope, nothing yet. The word is, we'll keep checking back in.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A movie I have watched for the first time recently, and it's getting a second. The Devil Wears Prada has officially released a collection that's dropping at Old Navy. And of course, it has Cerulean Blue. The Cerulean Blue sweater. Yes.
The sweater.
The sweater. Yep. And there's t-shirts, handbags.
It said Old Navy?
Dude, Old Navy has like really upped their game.
Yeah.
But Old Navy is looking at
Abercrombie and going,
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Old Navy's clothes, I'm sorry, they fall apart after like three washes.
No, it's so much better.
For real?
I used to have that 4th of July shirt that I would wear half a day as a kid, and it would fall apart. It's not like that anymore.
This
so
is
did
exciting.
They up the prices, or just
a
the
little.
Quality got better without the price going up?
No, the prices went up a little bit, but it's still way more affordable than.
I haven't seen The Devil's Work. Yeah, that.
You haven't seen The Devil Wears Prada?
I haven't.
I can't believe Aaron has only recently seen it. It is a classic in my life.
It is really good.
It is one of the only films I've seen more than once.
Is it Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway, Meryl Streep, Stanley Tucci, Emily Blunt.
Yep.
Okay.
Come on.
I'll watch it, and
you
then
should.
I'll understand what this sweater is.
Yeah. You'll watch it, you'll understand the sweater, and then we'll all go see the second one together.
In our matching sweaters.
Oh.
All right, I need sizes from everybody, and I will go get them.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The Slacker Show research team.
The Slacker what?
The Slacker Show research team.
You want to practice? Listen, this, because of what you did on the front.
It was a mistake.
If this isn't perfect, you're out.
Okay.
You want to start over?
Can I note myself? Can I pass? I don't want to take a risk like that. Good evening.
Good evening.
The Slacker Show research team has been working extra hard lately to uncover a bit of a scandal happening at all the hotel companies.
What?
So, all the hotel companies?
Yes, several, I should say. Mainly seven large hotel groups like Marriott and all these where they have loyalty points. And these companies have to literally adjust their books for all the points that they owe their customers. So there are currently $11.6 billion worth of rewards that are like owed to guests.
$11.6 billion.
Billion, yeah.
Loyalty. Because so many people just let them pile up and don't use them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they have to kind of be ready in case.
What if all those people at the same time, SEC is making them like.
There could be a run on the hotels, I guess, like a run on the bank. Or if everyone was like, we're going to use our points.
What if we just did that?
I know. Should we all plot to just book rooms?
Like, say, whatever the day is.
I have hotel points, so I'm actually out of
it. I do.
Yeah, I don't know if I do.
Yeah.
You really don't? Points are everything.
Yeah, like, Marriott owes 271 million Bonvoy guests, just shy of $4 billion. Hilton owes $2.9 billion. There's IHG with $1.73 billion. Hyatt, $1.53 billion. But it's not like a scandal, but they are, if we all cash in at the same time.
Would they be mad at us if we just made it like a hotel point day? If we just decided like
yes.
August 3rd.
They would be mad at us.
I know,
you hear the billions he just talked about?
I know,
about?
But it's like, but then it would just be over. Then they could just go,
now we're clean.
Now we're clean.
Yeah, it'd be
clean
off the books.
Slate.
And we're, I'd like
I don't know.
Don't you mean you don't know?
Oh, no.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
SpringFest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic-foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. I want to say I had no intention of doing this on the air, but Erica is insisting that we do it on the air.
I believe that the people need to know about this.
Okay. Well, I stopped by the store today. I was picking up some items. And as I was walking through a particular section, I was struck with an overwhelming feeling of making one of our coworkers happy.
It's so nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's not sugary, it is.
But it's not.
It's not a bakery item.
It's not.
And I think that would be the first place my head would go.
To make Aaron happy, just go buy sugar?
Just general sugar lovers in here.
There's occasional times I'm like walking just down the spices aisle and I think about buying like a 5-pound bag of sugar and just giving it to Erin.
Right.
Because sugar itself is gluten-free. And she could just sit there and be like, like that.
You want to hear the sound one more time? Save that for the video. I don't like what you're doing with your tongue.
Here's a supercut of it.
Okay. Enough. Well, I think that's all we have time for.
Here it is. Here's the bag of said thing.
Ooh, and the slacker show bag.
Yeah. It is in a slacker show bag. Just listen carefully.
Okay, oh, dude. My gosh. That was heavy.
It is very heavy. And it made a bong sound. Let's hear it again. Like,
okay, dude, oh, you're going to break the station.
Okay. It is hard.
What?
Mountain Dew.
What?
All four flavors. Wait, 3 flavors or 4?
4.
Yeah, hard Mountain Dew.
Live Wire.
Baja Blast and Code Red.
Zero sugar.
That's what I'm saying. It's just so 100 crazy. Calories, zero sugar.
It's only 100 calories.
That's what I'm saying.
What's
Let's bust them out. 5%?
That's pretty good.
Wow.
Wait, maybe I'm making more than one coworker happy today.
I was thinking it was going to be like 7.
Oh, yeah. I think
it's going to be like hard.
Yeah. Good, because it's like a medium level and only 100 calories.
Okay. Well, when I saw the zero sugar, I was like, did I get the wrong one? But that's all they had.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't see it. This doesn't say light hard Mountain Dew. It just says hard Mountain Dew. So that this, so I picture TAG doing like this.
It's like so heavy. We talked about this somewhat recently.
We did.
Yeah, and you didn't even know they existed.
No, I've never
right?
seen them before. Definitely not in a box like that.
Yeah. Well, now you've seen them and you
get to try them.
We're not going to make him drink on the air.
Yeah, we are.
What if he just like, what if
but
he,
warm.
What if
we, they, like, they were not even.
Yeah, they're not cold. I'll do.
I guess that they're cold
kind
would
of
be
a
good.
Little chill.
We got Baja Blast, Code Red, Live Wire, and just hard Mountain Dew.
What is Live Wire?
Orange.
Oh, okay.
It was like limited edition for a while when I was in high school.
He's opening up the box, baby. Yeah.
Dude, what if you don't have to slam the whole thing, but like. Yeah, here's what was said when you were out of the room.
You want me to try just the regular one?
I feel like the regular.
What was said about me?
When you were out of the room, Erica goes, well, he should try it on the air. And I'm like, they're warm. And she said, it's T-Hack.
I just felt like you wouldn't care that much.
Like, he goes around, oh, is that a hot soda?
No,
sign
but
me
like,
up.
Like, I just think he's
not. He's opening, oh my God.
Oh, wow, we're getting a taste test live.
Dude, if it sucks, I will not be hurt. I didn't
Sorry,
make it.
Are you? I thought he was about to chug the whole thing. I was scared.
It just tastes like Mountain Dew.
Wow. Really? So they did a good
Shut
job.
Shut your face.
It's really good. Do you, anyone else want to try it? You guys don't like Mountain Dew, even regular.
I really don't.
Oh, I mean, I'm just terrified of Mountain Dew. I'll try it.
It's pretty
good. Are we sharing germs here?
Yeah,
it's got that little, at like the end of a Mike's Hard or something.
Wait, they're also not that warm.
Yeah, they're not. They're pretty good.
Well, it's kind of cold in here.
Whatever's left, I will
hand it over. Damn it.
Yeah, it's got that tiny little wang at the end, but it's really
By the way,
just...
Mountain Dew, pay us for this endorsement.
Right, this is
for
not
God's sake,
for
I paid for
and
this.
I'm looking, zero sugars, 100 calories, seems pretty healthy.
This is crazy.
It is an artificial lime green.
Oh. You don't like that because you don't like Mountain Dew?
Do you drink Diet Mountain Dew?
It's, there
got
he
the,
goes.
It's got that wang
there
of
he
diet.
Goes. Oh my gosh, we're going to have to send him home in an Uber.
I was going to say, no one's forcing him.
Very bubbly.
Did you see how he just drank it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
And there goes
there you
the
go.
Can.
Next flavor.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost Interest Checking Account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
We want you to call and say, like, you're in love, or you were in love. It can be a past relationship. Mm. Everything about, they're great.
Great.
I love them.
And the but doesn't have to be a deal breaker.
No. I will go first.
Is this about you?
No. I'm flawless.
There's
what
about
4,000
things about you that if I were dating
probably.
You, I would put an axe through the middle
That's
of your head.
That's why you're not dating her.
No, but I'm just saying, you wouldn't, like, we were just talking off air.
Mm-hmm.
She will go to the cabinet, get a bowl, walk to the pantry, get a box of cereal.
Sure.
Dump it in there. So far, everyone, Aaron is lovable as hell. Then she goes to get a spoon. You're like, wait, you missed something. No, she didn't.
No.
She will eat cereal in a bowl with a spoon and never put any...
No milk.
If you're going to eat dry cereal, that's a hand in bag moment.
Mm-hmm.
No, because then it can get sticky.
Aaron?
Are you licking your hand? What are you talking about?
The spoon bowl dry cereal is sociopathic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it, so
we're not dating her though. So
right, but if you were, you'd go like if you walked into a room and she's like, and it's just got to be like,
right,
just like dry mouth and cereal.
Best part of cereal is that the milk gets it a little warmed up,
and then at the end,
I don't slurp my milk.
You leave you. Oh my God! You throw the milk out,
or I drink it with the spoon.
Who's got time for that? What are you, a cat?
To me, apparently.
Can we let Aaron do her thing?
Yes, okay, what's yours?
No, so my current boyfriend, he eats as if he has
I
never
been. I love
when
we throw current on there.
Current boyfriend
it just feels
is
like
crazy.
No, I'm saying I'm not talking about
not
past
an ex.
One.
Okay,
yeah.
okay.
No, but that definitely has a stopwatch on it.
No. It's like when people say, my current husband.
Right.
Yeah. See, that's different.
How's
okay.
that different? Okay.
He eats as though he has never been fed before in his life.
Huh.
So he doesn't know where his mouth is?
It's just so ravenous. Like, he turns caveman. It is.
Oh.
He still, like, kind of has manners, but it's like he cannot get steak into his mouth fast enough. And, like, lamb chop just.
Well, there were some words in there. Yeah. There was some Freudian stuff going on there.
No.
He cannot get steak into his fat hole, his cake head.
No, that's not what I meant.
That's kind of where you went.
No, it's just, it is kind of disturbing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, are you going to choke? Are you, are you okay?
What's wrong with men?
But have you seen those videos where women try to eat at the pace of their man?
I would die.
It's one of my favorite video genres where it's like, they get the same burger and they're like sitting in the front seat of the truck or whatever. And they're like, he takes his first bite. He's like, and she tries to do, and like she's chewing and he's moving it to his mouth again, and she tries to keep up, and then she just has to tap out.
I would die.
Yeah, it sounds like Aaron would die.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
but he has manners while he's horking, or
he like, I don't know. It's almost like he pretends he does. Like they're kind of there.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Oh wow. She's really putting it on the line right now.
He's aware.
Oh. So you pointed it out.
You're getting a call from Paul.
Why does it say current boyfriend?
Oh my god.
Okay. So those are
That's good. That's yeah.
What?
That's what we're looking for.
Oh.
She bared it all.
She sure did. I'm real glad you called him current when you did, because I think it's about to be. Let's check in tomorrow, shall we? Same time? Okay. If you would like to rat out your relationship and say, you love them, but we want to hear what the but is. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I don't have a relationship. I don't love anyone.
We know.
No, I mean.
My current wife does this thing we're driving, and it's kind of reverse because she is the car person in the relationship. She grew up with cars. Her dad's a car guy. She used to drive the auto.
Her car's clean.
Stuff, all that stuff, yeah. And I'm not the car guy, but she'll be driving and we'll have the GPS and then we'll be close enough in her mind and she turns it off because she'll let it get her close, but then she's like, no, I got it from here.
Huh.
And we miss exits sometimes.
Oh.
And it's very like,
you don't got it.
Yeah, we could just leave it on.
Oh.
You know, because I'm just leave it on. I'll put it on no matter what. Just yes. Like, why not?
Even going to work.
Yeah.
I know where work is.
Right.
But I still do the GPS every day.
Yeah, well, the car drives me. So. But she's very just like, no, I don't need it. I don't need it. I'm good. I'm good.
But you do need it.
Oh. She kind of needs it.
Okay.
I can do me if you want me to do me.
I've got a good one for Dane.
Okay, go.
Quick. That man drinks a lot of sparkling water.
Oh.
And every day, I love him, but every day I find like four throughout the house and they all have like four sips left.
So he just sets it down and then walks he goes, away.
Like, oh, I forgot. Every day I'm like, this one's full, kind of. Do you want it? And he's like, I thought it was yours. I'm like, I haven't been home. It wasn't mine.
So there's just like a minefield.
And he does the thing where he doesn't just throw an empty can right in the recycling. He lets it sit for a while. Just put it in the recycling. It's not that dirty.
How far away is recycling?
Across the kitchen. It's not far at all.
If it's inside the house. Mine's outside the house.
No, it's right there.
Oh.
I love you, Dane, but what are you doing?
I have been told this by more than one sig other that it's a problem, and I don't understand why. It doesn't affect you in any way, shape, or form. Like, I take a shower, I get out, I throw the towel around my body a little bit, and then hang the towel back up, go get dressed. I barely dry off at all. Like,
oh.
I don't believe in doing the, when you're watching a movie where a guy's like taking the towel and shimmy on his butt.
You kind of need to get the crevices.
I have never done that.
Yeah,
I've never done that in my life.
Do you not put lotion on after a shower?
No. Oh.
I don't always do lotion.
I don't
either.
Need lotion. I am porous. I am moist. You're just
And it's
wet?
Just getting absorbed
and then
getting
into like jeans.
Yeah.
No.
And sometimes
crazy.
It's hard to get up. You're like.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Why is that crazy?
Because why would you want to get
but
dressed?
But it doesn't like that?
Makes
How
me
is it affecting
crawl?
You? Yeah. It doesn't affect you.
I don't want to know about it.
It's so, then don't watch me get dressed then.
Luckily, weirdo. I don't.
So, if you're wearing a long sleeve shirt, would you just wash your hands and just let the water like run and just let it
no,
go
that's
anywhere?
Insane.
But this is saying it's
there's
the water
not that much water left on me.
You just
really?
Got out of the shower.
I know, but I just like I throw the towel over me. So there are times
it's like a quick dry.
There are times. Well, you know, I mostly wear gray and black, right? But if I'm putting on like a shirt of color, oh, this chest hair has held quite a bit of water. So then it just looks like I've been shot. It looks like a Rorschach test right on the front of my body as I'm leaving the house. And it's like, what happened? I'm like, it'll be dry by the time I get to work. It's like 30 minutes for me to get to work. That's have you ever seen me
if you
looking
ever
wet?
Okay. Walk, thankfully, no. I'm done with you.
Okay. If no one calls, we're just going to keep talking about other things I do when I get out of the shower.
And maybe we can decode what's going on.
It's not weird. If you love your sig other, but they do one really annoying thing, rat them out for that one thing. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is where relationships come to die.
Yeah, pretty much.
This show in general. We're doing, I love them. But.
Yeah.
But you don't get to spend much time on the I love them part. It's like, oh right. My God, they do things. They help the elderly cross the street. No, you just tell us the thing that they do that sucks. Day?
Hello.
I love them, but what's yours?
So I originally thought it was just about food, but my husband, I don't know anyone that does this. He eats Cheetos and peanut butter.
Cheetos with peanut butter?
Like he dips the Cheetos in the peanut butter?
Yes.
Okay. Nope.
Hold on. If it's flaming hot, I'm in.
Because you're getting in that
cheese.
Thai
food,
yes.
Like a peanut. You have something there.
Yeah, I do. There's regular, no. Flamin' Hot,
but then,
yes.
No, but you do have a separate jar. This is our Cheetos jar. Because if I just go to make a PBJ and there's like Flamin' Hot dust inside it.
You ever thought about putting peanut butter in a little bowl before?
I Ted Lasso it. I just got an open jar on the counter. Okay. Yeah. So... Erica made me hate your husband less, weirdly.
Solving people's problems.
That's what we do here. No, but that is a good reason to love him, but thank you. Karen.
Yay.
I love him, but.
We've been married 30-some years, and we're both in our mid-50s, and he spends hundreds of dollars and multiple hours on Dungeons and Dragons each month.
No, each month?
Yeah.
No.
God forbid a man have a hobby.
God forbid indeed.
Dude, but it's D&D, bro.
Oh, come on.
Hundreds of dollars getting paid? You're not like late on anything. Nothing's getting missed.
Ooh, Aaron's on the side of the D&D boy.
D&D, though?
You guys don't have Legos.
You have shoes?
I know you're on the
side. Oh, I gotta go check on my campaign. It's not real.
But to Aaron's point, he's not cheating.
I guess it could be worse.
He's not hitting puppies.
Okay, but...
I mean, it's of all the things that could be wrong with him.
And hours a month?
Yeah.
You know...
Did you know about it?
He has his friends, and they have their little language, and I just, you know, my
little language. Wow. Aww. That's a lot. All right, thank you, Karen. Because it has Stranger Things vibes. It's like,
my God.
Yeah.
They were kids.
I know. Ben?
Yay.
Yeah. I love them, but...
I love my wife more than anything, but I... get up before her, and I will get completely dressed and ready for work in the dark, and on my day off every single light is on, the TV's on, and they all get left on.
Oh, that's not
I'm
right.
Gonna tell you this, I've been in this in every relationship. Like, I'm doing mornings, I army crawl out of bed, I will pee sitting down onto toilet paper so it makes no sound. I am not exaggerating. And then, oh, I've got an early meeting. Lights, she put her heels on before she puts her makeup on. So it's like clack, 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 clack.
It's hard being a woman.
You're really defending that behavior.
It's not great behavior, but we have more steps in our process. So perhaps that's why.
So do your process somewhere else or do it like if he's doing that much for you.
I get dressed in the guest bedroom.
Bro, you are a great husband.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben. Godspeed, my friend. That is wild.
Don't look at me like that.
Because for you to defend and go, it's hard to be a woman. It's just as hard to be a woman.
I think I'm pretty good. Like, if I'm up first, I'm pretty quiet. I get out of the room, whatever. But
I highly doubt
it. I used to work mornings. I was used to getting dressed in literally the dark.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm just saying.
I'm just saying it's hard to be a woman.
Oh. Elena.
Yay.
Yay.
I love him, but.
I love my wife, but she eats mangoes whole like they're an apple, and it's like
she doesn't eat the pit.
I can't handle it.
No, the skin.
With the skin on?
No, but she eats your skin. Like, she literally.
I have an allergic reaction to the skin. How does she not?
Well, you just might be allergic to it.
No, I can eat mangoes, but the skin, it's like it has the same thing of like poison ivy. I'm not joking.
Well,
she's like a superhero.
No, like, is she from South America or somewhere?
No, she's born and raised in Colorado.
Because, like, my former father-in-law, Brazilian, they have a mango tree in the back, and he would just go back and, like, eat them, and then he'd put the whole thing in his mouth and go, and get,
so
much, yeah, and then, like, spit out the big old pit.
You can eat mango skin. It's edible, nutritious, and packed with antioxidants.
We peel the skin off of too many things that you shouldn't, but, like, it's
but
got
Aaron's
a flavor.
Aaron's allergic to it.
We don't want her to die.
No.
That is, Elena, that's a good reason not to love them.
Well, no, you still love them.
No, I love them, but... Oh, you're right. Never mind.
Okay.
So I was getting it wrong. This is why I keep getting divorces. I'm like, I love you. Wait, I don't love you. Jerry?
Yai.
Yai. I love them, but...
I had just got done with a divorce, and I met a lady. She was beautiful. She had money. She had a great career, but she would not stop talking. I would, no matter what I was doing, I would hear, did I tell you? So I'd sneak off to the bathroom to take a mental break, and I'd hear the little footsteps and then a little knock on the door. Did I tell you this? So
I hope you didn't marry that woman.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Okay. First things first, I learned a new word today.
Huh.
It's an awesome word. And I think it probably only applies to one person in this, maybe two.
No way. It's not all three.
No, it's only two of you, but definitely you. The word is floordrobe.
Floordrobe.
Mm-hmm. It's
floordrobe.
Your laundry piles up
clean.
Laundry piles up and you just fetch it from the floor or the chair. Could be chair drobe, but floordrobe has that.
My mom's going to be real disappointed to hear this.
I knew I had you. It's definitely not hack, only because he's got a wife who would never allow that.
Oh, you've got it way backwards, brother.
Shut your face.
She's a floor drober. She would be a floor drober. Floor.
Sure.
She would?
Yeah. Yeah. She, that is the one like chore that she just hates. She'll do the laundry. She'll fold it. No problem. The putting away. She just...
You're across the finish line.
I know. Spending all the time to put it on hangers and then get it in the correct place.
What are you talking about? You're not even two-thirds of the way done. You're 90% done.
Thank you.
You're right there.
I'm with you.
So would she leave it on a chair or leave it on a...
We have like a windows bench in our bedroom that kind of just is where it goes.
That's where her clothes are?
But it's already
How
folded?
Close is the Look. Dresser to that?
It is pretty cool. I don't like this anymore.
But it's folded.
A lot of it, or there are things that need to be hung up. That's like the main thing. They go on a hanger in the closet.
So you don't take the hangers downstairs?
No.
To where the laundry is?
Mm-mm.
No, because then you're carrying a big thing heavy with hangers up.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just, I hang hung clothes on my arm and walk upstairs. Like,
well, thin are your arms? That sounds painful.
No, the hanger just fits on your arm.
I don't know. I've never tried.
Try it. Like, take your hangers downstairs. Then you're just like...
I just bring up all the shirts on my arm like I'm taking them out on a date, you know? Like,
and then,
like
and then you hang them.
Yeah.
And you then go into your closet.
I just hang them up. Yeah.
Do hers, dude.
I do. Except... Okay.
You are going Why down. You're already, getting a divorce trouble. Over this. Was that a T-hack attempt?
Yeah.
Was that a, like, when he does this?
Right.
Okay. I hang up as much of hers as I can. She has much more variety in her clothing, sweaters, long sleeves. I am very T-shirt, black to gray. Like, my T-shirts go where they go, and there are some things I just don't know where they go.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so you put them on a hanger and just leave them there?
No, those are what I lay on, like, for her to get
to. Put it on a hanger and be like, babe, where does this go? Or learn it. Just ask her one time and learn it.
We're years into me trying to learn it, man. I'm trying.
True.
Take a picture.
It's so hard. There's like, oh, well, that's a sweater that has buttons, so that goes over here. And it's like, there's all these little things that I can't.
Bro, I'm just take a video of the closet, and then later when you go, okay, this sweater, and then like zoom in and figure out where it goes.
There's always more stuff, man. What do you want?
What are you doing?
You're backing me into a corner. I don't like this at all. There's always more stuff. I don't know where it comes from.
Before we get to Erica, are you a floor drover?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, God, thank you.
You literally, things get dried and then you pull them out and you immediately fold and hang them and put them away. I could never live like that.
I will occasionally leave them in the dryer and do air fluff. Mm-hmm. Like, there are days where it's re-rinse in the washer because they've sat there for too long.
They stink.
Or re-air fluff in the dryer. But if I open the dryer door, those clothes are getting put away. Like, why would I get them out part with
Well, I can tell you exactly why. Sometimes I have just finished laundry and then Dane has started laundry, but then I don't have time to put my clothes away and then he needs to dry his clothes. So then my clothes get thrown onto the bed, which eventually gets thrown onto the floor because I just don't have time.
So then you get up and you're like, what am I going to wear today? Let's look at the refuse on the floor?
Unfortunately, yes. Not always.
That is psychotic, Erica.
So yesterday,
you have a dog.
He doesn't run around our room. He's not allowed on his feet in our room.
So he belly crawls? What are you
You see what I'm talking about? The details, all the rules. It's hard to keep up.
Our room is upstairs. He can't go up and downstairs, so he gets carried up and down the stairs. Dude, I know. So on, he only runs around the downstairs.
Don't call me man. I'm serious. If you do that again. Okay, so.
So it got really bad. And actually, just last night, I finished putting away my wardrobe. It was at least 2, maybe 3 loads of clean laundry. And I
You're saying like 15 or more items.
15 or more?
15 is one load.
Yeah, we're talking like 40 items.
Of yours.
Plus if you add like underwear and socks, like, oh boy.
This man is going to marry a slob like you. That's slob behavior.
Okay, rude.
Nobody is.
He's also a bit like this, but he's got his office.
He's got his clean clothes on the floor.
Well, he's got his office, so his clean clothes usually go like on his couch in the office. He puts them away much quicker than I do. A girl's busy. What am I supposed to do?
Isn't that an extra step, though, getting him in the office?
Yes, you're walking him to the wrong place.
It's the same. No, his closet's in his office because we have separate closets.
Even though she doesn't use hers.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
SpringFest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with StayGreen Premium 2 Cubic Foot Mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It is officially the end of an era for me.
Oh, no.
It is, as I approach my 10-year wedding anniversary, my bachelor days are now over.
What?
Yeah, 10 years later.
Yeah.
Dude, come on. What do you mean by your bachelor days?
You like barely even had a bachelor party, right?
My wife planned it. That is true.
What?
And it was after the wedding?
It's kind of a long story. My groomsmen did not pick up the
social cues that they were supposed to?
Yeah, they didn't really plan anything for me. My wife felt really bad. So she surprised me like a couple nights before our wedding. She's like, let's go to our favorite place. I went there and a lot of my other buddies who weren't in the wedding were in town and they surprised me. And then we went out. Just a night.
Did she go with or did she peace out?
She dropped me off and peaced out, yeah. Which then I got, they had a party bus and all this stuff and I made them take me back to the apartment. And she was mad because I was like, well, I have to change. I'm not like dressed. I was like in gym shorts. I didn't know it was my bachelor party. I'm not like.
That's so fair.
Yeah. And she's like, what are you doing here? Like, get out of here.
But you did sleep with somebody else that night.
No. No.
Do what not, is the point do not of a bachelor
start
party?
The bachelor party debate again.
Because I have to presume you're man.
Of course.
Yeah.
No. So my wife, I've held on to a couple things from my bachelor days for a while, and they've taken up a lot of space, and I've been told.
Underwear don't take up a lot of space.
No, no.
I think.
Letters?
Is it the blanket?
No.
No, okay. She threw the blanket away a long time ago.
Yeah. Long gone, yeah. The blanket from an ex.
It was a basketball blanket?
It was, yeah, from an ex.
Yeah.
But it just became my blanket. It wasn't. This was something that we actually received as a wedding gift.
Then how can it be a bachelor thing if you received it?
Because it was a new one. I had to donate my...
Your pizzazz? Thank God.
My pizzazz, pizza maker, and my George Foreman grill.
The buddy, fact you still had them.
I am going to give you a number that is going to change your life. She's an attorney. And
you're kidding.
You think it's this? You think it's this?
Okay, listen. I consider myself to be kind of a culinary genius. Sure. A bit of a chef, if you will.
Sure.
I miss my pizzazz, bro. There's something about it.
I knew
it. The air fryer is dope, but there's something about pizza just spinning around on your counter.
And just staying warm.
Staying warm. You could do a quesadilla. The pizzazz was invented for stoned or drunk people.
Hold on.
You can't handle other appliances.
I need you to know.
What?
Until I came here to Denver and started working with you people, I didn't know what a pizzazz was, and I wish I never did. Who uses that?
It's
Erica?
Do not.
I would have to return it at this point.
Do not.
Your husband will love this.
Yes.
I swear on everything, every fiber of my being.
Another appliance.
You don't need it.
Like,
you're right.
I don't want another appliance.
I don't care
what
you want. It's about him. Sometimes, and this is something AAC, if you're listening, you should hear. Sometimes we get our things. You get a she shed, we get our pizzazz, man.
Okay, what is more common, a she shed or a man cave? A man cave.
That's because you don't give us anything at the wedding. You don't, you pick the colors of the bathroom. Oh, yeah, I wanted 47 throw pillows. We give you the whole thing. That's why we get a man cave. That's where we put our stuff that you don't like. Mm-hmm. Put your pizzazz. You don't even have a man cave. That's the problem. You have given too much ground, my friend.
What is he supposed to do? Take away his children's playroom?
I would say yes.
Take away his wife's office?
Yes, I would say that as well.
I need a man cave.
He needs a place for his pizzazz. His appliances to make a sandwich at will.
A sandwich?
The George Foreman.
He doesn't need that. He has the Blackstone or whatever
that
outside.
You gave him.
The Blackstone does not leave grill marks.
Yeah, it doesn't. And the thing, I have a paranoia, whatever, about the oven. But the pizzazz, the George Foreman, they don't lie to you ever. If it's plugged in, it's on.
Yep.
Unplug it, it's off.
That's it.
That's it. I'm done. I don't have to ever worry about it.
No, I don't need another appliance to worry about if it's plugged in. Every night I do my rounds, okay?
My parents had a pizzazz when we were growing up, and when I went to college, they graciously gifted it to me.
Yes.
Then when we got married, I added it to the registry.
That's crazy.
We got two of them.
God.
I said, great, one to rock, one to stock, keep one on ice, ready to go as a backup.
Bro, a wise man once said, and that wise man was me, always, I repeat always, have a backup.
Hey, yes, we had to return one
of
them.
You know when you're at your house and you're like, putting ketchup on something, you're like, oh man, the ketchup is out, add it to the grocery list, don't need to, I got another one in the pantry. Oh man, the pizzazz just went out. Don't worry about it, got another one in the basement.
You're just going to have a backfill of pizzazzes.
Girl,
do they even sell them?
Like, I'm going to tell you very seriously. I almost cursed because I am very passionate about always have a backup. I had a friend over like 8-10 months ago, whatever. She got out my blender and was like, and like, the blender died. And she's like, oh, come on. And I was like, fear not, mon ami.
Yeah. Wow, really? Insane.
Because
behavior.
You're at Costco and they're giving away fruit ninjas, and I'm like,
they're not. Hell yeah, I'm putting it up in the. You're still spending hundreds.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
Because then at that moment when it's like, oh, I have my heart set on a smoothie, don't unset your heart. Watch this.
I'd rather unset my heart.
No, you wouldn't.
Than have what?
No.
A garage filled with appliances? Oh, what about a backup oven then, you psycho? No.
One is way too many already.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
Hey, Slacks.
Oh, God.
Hey, bud.
What is happening?
I don't know.
This is very strange. Does everybody know? Somebody called me Slacks the other day. Have we said Slacks on the air before?
I think so. And I said, I don't ever call you Slacks.
You don't.
I don't even call you your real name.
You don't like to say the M word at all.
And actually recently, while hanging out with T-Hack and his wife, I felt very weird calling you T-Hack, but I'm not calling you your legal name.
What is it? I don't
at
even know.
At your house. God, no, you're right. I would call you T-Hack. I would not call you Tyler.
Yeah. I really would never go to your home and call you Michael.
You know, what's weird is like good friend, like it's like Josh and Ben are both good friends.
Yeah.
Josh calls me Michael exclusively.
Yeah.
Ben calls me Slacker almost always.
I met Ben, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Ben.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Hmm.
Anyway, whatever T-Hack had to say,
we've
Tyler. Derailed it. Oh, sorry, Tyler.
I am wondering, when did you, as a parent, you have kids who are now older, but when did you stop calling your dad for things, for like help with projects and stuff? Because I feel a bit at a crisis because we have a few like unfinished projects at my house that I should probably tackle at some point. And I'm worried for the future of my son. Who's gonna, like, eventually he's going to be like, well, let me call my dad. I'm going to be like, I don't know.
So
yeah,
you don't. When you call your dad and he walks you through a project, you don't learn it. Like you have to call him the next time that exact same thing comes up, you have to call again.
No, he's more of a, we'll wait till they come visit and he'll kind of tackle.
Oh,
them.
Yeah. I don't like
I'm
that.
I'm looking over the shoulder a little bit, but he's doing it.
He's got to, you got to go, dad, I got to learn this. Do you know what I mean?
But he's kind of like, you should know this. And I'm just,
he's judging you.
He's right to do so.
No, yeah. There are times where you've asked me questions and right. I'm like, hey, man.
Would you ever go to AHAC's dad?
Yeah. He's helped with stuff okay. for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm like, they're in and out of town enough that a problem can wait.
But it's still just this feeling of like, I'm going to be the dad someday who gets asked these questions. And I'm going to have to just, are they all just faking it? Does nobody know what they're doing? And we're just like, I'll figure it out.
I don't know.
My dad was not faking it.
I knew.
But there was a generation of people who'd like, you could ask my dad how to change a carburetor in a car, build a house, like make pork chillo. Like you just, he was like a cowboy.
He could build you a box of wood. Yes. He could build you something if you needed. Like,
and like, I do, even though I can do a lot of things, I do feel fairly worthless. We're not Renaissance people anymore. We're not. I mean, no, I'm not. I mean,
so it's just
compared to you.
That's what I'm saying. I've been asking you for help with stuff, and you're saying that you feel helpless. How am I supposed to feel?
Pretty helpless.
I'm not helpless, worthless, really.
Oh, boy.
Is there a different, is there, what's stronger than worthless?
Nothing.
You should feel like nothing.
No!
You've just been lying to me? You said you knew all this stuff.
Actually, when you ask me, you're asking me really dumb things.
Okay.
That I actually know how to do.
Okay.
Do the girls ask your mom?
Constantly.
No.
I call one of my parents over everything. Car issues, finance issues,
but like you don't
taxes.
Cook, right?
I beg your pardon?
Everyone only who listens to this show knows you don't cook.
I cook.
Dane cooks.
Dane cooks the most. And
Dane
I,
cooks like...
I ugh. Cook sometimes.
Me too.
The blue box is not cooking.
I can make, what's the blue box?
Mac and cheese.
No. I can make like a mean salad.
That's not
and a really
Me
good.
Too.
You open a bag. Go.
No. Not bagged salad. I make my own croutons with bread.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
I can cook. So you cut up bread and put it in the oven?
No, you do it on the stove. Don't worry about it.
But
yes, I sometimes ask my mom.
This is one of those moments where just buy croutons.
No, they're so much better homemade.
No, they're not.
Okay. I will make you one of my famous salads.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
I call my parents for literally everything. I don't make a big decision or a big purchase without calling one of them.
Do you know how long to boil an egg?
Yeah.
How long?
Like 11 minutes.
Mm, I'll accept it.
Yeah. Sometimes you take it off earlier if you want them soft boiled.
Yeah, well.
And then you get them out of the water real quick.
Do you like your yolks yellow or you like them like that blue thing in the middle where it's just like, I killed it?
I don't know.
No, but it's here. The reason I bring that up.
Kill it.
It took me years to get to that 10 to 12 minute thing. I would call my mom every 3 weeks going, how long do I boil an egg?
You can just Google that.
Oh. But I got to call my dad to find out how to Google. I know. You're right.
Yeah.
I get it.
Okay. So, but are you, as someone who calls your parents for everything, are you thinking about the future kids when they
highly concerned? Do not come to me for financial advice.
That makes you feel better.
So,
but you're learning, and then you can pass on the knowledge.
Learning is a strong word. I think like to just get my problems solved and then move on.
But don't you think then, eventually, dads and moms will be useless? Because, like she just said it, Google it. Like at a certain point, Noah's not going to go, "Hey, Dad, how do I change the Knuton valve in my whatchamacallit?" He's just going to go.
But there's other things like family recipes that's not going to be on Google. Or, hey, Dad, remember when you did that? I don't know of another example. But there's more, I swear.
Dad, how do you hold so much alcohol in your body at one time?
Oh, my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I'm afraid to talk about what I want to talk about. I have this weird feeling, and I need to ask everybody. Okay.
Do you have a weird feeling that you're about to fall in love? Okay, I'll take that as a no.
You will absolutely, sure. I believe in that. Can I tell you that I still haven't opened your wedding invitation? But okay, I did. Man. You saw that I got it out, right? I sent you a picture of it's on my counter now.
Yeah, it's been a while now.
And there was like 4 months worth of mail.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I went and checked the mail and it was like, I really want to RSVP for two to just put it out there and like make that happen, like manifest it.
I love that for you, but do not make me pay for someone else's meal.
I'll give you the money. How about if I give you the money?
Okay.
Or you can just have somebody bunk in my 88 suite.
You're already hedging the bets.
No, you're right. You're right.
Just RSVP for, I don't know what's happening with me today. Okay.
This is exactly like, I don't know if it's a parable or a story or whatever about the town that needed rain. And so they performed the rain dance to make the rain come. But only one person showed up with an umbrella.
That's the guy.
The one person who actually believed.
Yes. That's very good.
So that's you.
Right. This that I want to talk about has nothing to do with any of this.
Okay.
Oh. And you're all going to probably hate me when this is done.
Oh.
I just had this. Something happened in the news that's made me uncomfortable. And I need to know if I'm being crazy. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm talking about this on the air. Okay. Do you know how we live in a sort of politically correct world, and it's like if your little girl wants to dress as Pocahontas, it's no longer cool.
Sure, yeah, it's a little rough.
Because it's like cultural appropriation or like whatever. It's like, I remember a friend of ours in radio, you know, what do they call that day at school where you do a report about Susan B. Anthony, and then that day, like you show up at school as Susan B. Anthony. It's something museum, like living museum.
Okay.
And then so
I don't
like,
know about this.
You
but.
Like dress like an, you're like, I'm doing Neil Armstrong, and you dress like an astronaut and you build these poster boards and you do the whole thing. Well, a friend of show who also does a radio show, his kid did Martin Luther King. Mm. And he wanted to go to school. This is a white kid.
Right.
Wanted to go to school dressed as Martin Luther King. And he went on the radio, and it was surprising the amount of the black community that was like, do it.
Well, yeah, as long as you don't do the
but he
really
was
bad
he
thing.
Was going to do the whole thing, I think.
Oh.
But how do you go as Martin Luther King with like, what else would you do? Just wear a suit?
Yeah, and a little mustache.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess, yeah.
What are we getting at?
This is so weird, guys. And I think you're going to be mad at me. That's why I'm stalling. You all know who Randy Travis is?
No.
The country singer?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's got to be because he's got two first names.
Wildly famous, has a super deep voice, like, and I don't know what happened to him.
He's still alive.
He's had strokes. Like, I don't remember. He didn't do a Christopher Reeve thing where he, like, fell off a horse or something. Mm-hmm. I think he had some sort of medical problems that he is confined to a wheelchair.
Okay. He still performs, though.
I don't know that he performs.
Forever and ever.
Yeah,
amen.
That dude.
Randy Travis, of course.
Randy Travis, tickets coming up.
He really does perform.
Yes.
I didn't think, I thought he was kind of like, could barely speak, but maybe he can.
I'm telling you.
Like, he's gone through phases of things. I believe he's confined to a wheelchair, though.
Okay. So maybe he just goes and sings.
Yes. So they wheeled him out at the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, okay.
The other night. This is so stupid. It made me so uncomfortable.
What is happening?
They gave him a standing ovation.
Okay.
Do you understand why I talked about Moana and Martin Luther King and things like that? Mm-hmm. There's a thing where he can't stand up.
Right.
And everyone did. And it's kind of like, rubbing it in his face.
It feels a little. It's respectful.
Is it or is it not? Because to me, it's like, I remember some political guy, and I don't want to talk about the politics of it, but they were like, we got to honor this military guy. Stand up, be recognized. And the guy was in a wheelchair and there was like, Like.
Right. That's different. When you give a standing ovation, the person on the stage, it doesn't matter what they're doing. The standing ovation is like a respect to them. I would love to get a standing ovation.
He's obviously wrecked because everybody's giving him love. I'm just saying, if I were confined to a wheelchair and y'all were like dancing around in front of me, that would hurt my feelings.
They're not holding up the loser sign at him. No. They're respecting him. Like,
tell me I'm just, okay. She obviously thinks I'm crazy. Hack, I think you're the only one in the room I got.
I know what you're saying because it's like
there's a thing.
Everyone's going to stand except for you because you're not able to.
That's okay.
It's just not like thought through. I don't think they meant anything, obviously, but it's not.
Like you had a tragic accident and you can no longer sing. So to pay tribute to you, everybody's going to sing to you. That's like, what are you doing?
Kind of.
That's the worst thing you could do.
They put on a concert in your honor because if you can't sing, they're going to keep singing.
And then you just sit there and listen to everybody sing?
Yeah, that's, and you're so moved mean. By it because they're doing it for you.
I would be offended. But like, I was watching Randy Travis and everyone is like, this is touching. And I'm like, it's not. It's the, like, I would be upset. I knew everyone was going to hate me when I did this.
It's not that I hate you. I just think you're completely missing the point of it being
But you're
respect.
Not in a wheelchair.
Correct.
But don't you think you
I
would...
I know I'm not.
You would be a little bit upset?
No, because every day you live your life with people walking around you and you can't walk.
I know.
This is not news to him.
I know, but it just seems like the ultimate show of gratitude is go like, haha.
You know what it is.
I know, but like... All right, I'm just going to, like, I am fully prepared for the wrath of the texters. But if there's even one person who understands what I'm saying, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a story. Beware of women with good oral hygiene. It'll make sense. I promise, but you should beware. Or be aware.
Okay.
Beware.
I have a story.
Yes.
If you've seen me do some things in a fast food restaurant, that doesn't mean you get to do them. I'm a VIP.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Florida.
Let's go! Let's go! This is the best day ever!
Please don't
really
say it
concerned.
Again.
Yeah.
There was a man down there who went into a McDonald's.
Oh.
And he went in, he placed an order, and he got his food, all pretty normal.
Yep.
And then he said, I need those free cookies. And they said,
hold on, McDonald's has free cookies?
They have cookies.
Oh.
Sometimes they're free. I may have been in line ahead of him, and we have a different understanding with each other.
I got it.
So he's, I want some free cookies. They said, sir, we can give you cookies, but they're not free. Gotcha. He then got very mad. He went behind the counter, which even I don't do that. That's over the line.
Alarms are going off in the building exactly. At this point, yeah.
He started throwing things at the workers, and he took off with two other meals. He was tracked down at a nearby apartment complex, and he was arrested, and he still didn't get the cookies.
Wait, he was trapped? He went home?
He went home to his apartment.
He's like, yeah. He's home.
Yeah, he did escape. Just followed the crumbs?
Yes. Yeah.
He didn't even get the cookies.
He got two other meals.
Yeah, he got three meals.
The fries.
Huh. I'm wondering, could you describe this person? Because I think they look not just a little, but a lot like...
C is for cookie, that's good enough for me.
Crazy, he C was is blue for and curry. Cookie, that's good
enough. That's how they tracked him.
All right. My
bottom
story,
on Sesame Street.
My story's out of Seattle.
Okay, coffee.
Hey, you heard of Starbucks?
Yeah, there we go.
Throw the fish over here.
Right.
Portland's right down there.
Or up there. Down
so,
there.
I don't know.
There was a man... and a woman, and I don't know why they were in a fight. But the woman was mad at the 34-year-old man whilst she was brushing her teeth. Can someone simulate that?
Where's the mad part?
He turned his back on her, and she stabbed him in the back of the head. With her toothbrush.
Wait, in the back of the head?
Yes.
That's very, blunt. Or not a blunt object.
She jabbed a man, I guess, in the back of the neck with the backside of the toothbrush.
What?
Yeah.
She said...
Ha! Yeah. Police arrested the woman at the scene.
Oh my. Did she draw blood or did it just
It said
hurt?
It was just a scratch, but I'm sorry.
Scratch?
Yeah. So... I'm out here on the dating scene. If you almost never brush your teeth, look me up.
Talk about ginger violence.
Oh my gosh. It was too good.
What? What? That was good? Okay. Those were all the stupid people we could find.
Got a new cavity. Back of his head.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Spring Fest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2 Cubic Foot Mulch. 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.